This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As the U.S. House is set to vote on the debt ceiling, Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse says the deal between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is not perfect, but it does avert a catastrophic default and safeguard vital priorities.
It protects Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, programs that House Democrats have been fighting to protect.
At least two Colorado Republicans, Lauren Boebert and Ken Buck, say they will vote against the current debt ceiling bill. Under state law, women are allowed to receive up to 12 months of birth control at a time, but that hasn't been happening. According to Democratic State Representative Eamon Judah, insurers and pharmacies have been denying the coverage.
This happened to thousands of our constituents who reached out to file complaints with the Division of Insurance. It happened to legislators. It happened to the advocates who helped write these policies.
Now, a new state law passed this year clarifies that insurers must cover 12 months of oral contraception at a time. Advocates say that can make it cheaper and easier for women to avoid unwanted pregnancies and to access the other health benefits of the pill. This week, a writing organization is moving to its new and larger building in Denver, which has more space for events and programs. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
Lighthouse Writers has been temporarily housed in the old VA Medical Depot in a building of less than 4,000 square feet. This week, it's moving to a newly built, 12,500-square-foot, ADA-friendly location in northeast Denver. Executive Director Michael Henry.
We'll be able to offer more workshops. We also have an event space where we can host literary events. We built in lots of living room and salon spaces where people can spend time together and hopefully be creatively nurtured and inspired.
About $5 million were raised to build the space, which will host a summer literary festival in June and a Writers of Color retreat in August. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Denver has a sunny morning, then a chance for rain this afternoon. Grand Junction has that chance for thunderstorms. This is CPR News.